What we've done for the first time in this study is really try and collect all of the sort of geological evidence for the past few million years of sea level and really try to sort of put today in a natural context. So basically we're trying to sort of ask the question of what has nature done before, therefore what could it do again?
And why should we, as people who just go about our everyday lives, why should we be worried by this?
I think we should be very concerned. I mean, if you just sort of look around the world, the coasts are very, very attractive places to be. So currently, at last estimates, about 650 million people lived within 10 meters of sea level rise. If you look at the UK in particular, I think there's something like sort of 2.5 million people living relatively near to the coast. And what we're seeing, the trend very much at the moment, is that these coastal areas are growing at about three times the global mean. So just by huge numbers of people starting to live in coastal areas, live in urbanized coastal areas, not just isolated, but live in big cities, with that, there's millions and millions of pounds of coastal infrastructure. So the coastal zone, although it's only about 2% of the total area of the land, contains more than 10% of the population, and it contains more than 10% of the world's wealth as well. So essentially, as a civilization, really, over the last sort of 50 years, we've become increasingly vulnerable to even very small changes in sea level rise.
And by your predictions, it looks like, the sea level is going to continue rising, as you say there, may reach 80 centimetres above the modern level by 2100. So, I mean, is there anything that your research suggests that perhaps we as humans can do to limit that, or is it something that's out of our control? It's natural.
The oceans are very slow in taking up heat, so even if we were to completely cut all of our emissions now, unfortunately, we, as I said before, we've committed to sea level rise probably for several hundred, if not longer, to come. So I think it is something we are just going to have to learn to live with and, learn to adapt to.
I was going to say, so presumably then it's going to be, your research suggests that the Environment Agency, the government, etc., are going to continue having to fork out for sea defences and, have those budgets in place for repairs when there are situations like we've just had recently down the East Coast. It's that kind of thing that the government's still going to have to prepare for those kind of things then.
Yes, very much so. And I think we're going to have to start making some hard decisions. I mean, we're already making some hard decisions. So I think there's certain areas of the coast which undoubtedly we will, no matter how much it costs, we will protect. I mean, London is one of those. But there's several areas of the coast that we just won't be able to afford to protect. And one of the things that certainly people around the UK are starting to do is something called managed realignment, where they actually, particularly if it's a sort of area of farmland, something like that, there's not a huge amount of economic wealth, then they're actually letting that land flood rather than trying to maintain defences there. So I think, we've got a lot of tough decisions ahead, saying which parts of the coastline do we defend, which parts of the coastline is it just not economically feasible to defend.